It's Thursday, December 3rd, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Christians around the world experience severe persecution on a regular basis, but they face even more discrimination during the Christmas season. Persecuted believers also face discriminatory coronavirus policies. For example, Open Doors discovered at least 100,000 starving Christian families in India. These Christians lost their jobs under coronavirus restrictions and were refused any food relief by local officials due to their faith. Open Doors found similar situations in Pakistan and northern Nigeria, Africa. The organization's CEO, David Curry, told FaithWire that they are raising money to help these deprived Christians this Christmas.
So we're now helping to feed at this Christmas season people who are withheld food and government relief during COVID because they are Christians in these communities. And some of these areas in northern Nigeria in particular, and we have some videos of these folks, it will touch your heart to see how much they love Jesus, how hungry they are. And then when we bring them the food, how it's a game changer for them.
You can give through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 26 says, "If one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it." Last month, Hungary and Poland vetoed the European Union budget for the next 8 years, which amounts to over $2 trillion U.S. dollars. For countries to receive payment under the budget, member states must adhere to a vague condition of the rule of law. Polish and Hungarian leaders are concerned the EU wants to sanction their countries for their opposition to mass migration and sexually perverted lifestyles. István Horváth with the Hungarian Evangelical Alliance said that Poles and Hungarians are traditionally Christian and are morally at odds with much of Western Europe. Maryland health officials are cracking down on churches over coronavirus restrictions. One official issued a citation to pastor and physician Dennis Jackman of Community United Methodist Church in Pasadena. The official cited Jackman for not wearing a mask, even though he was alone at the church on a weekday. Jackman said he was threatened with having the church shut down, going to prison for a year, and being fined $5,000. By contrast, Republican Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves posted on Facebook this week, quote, "Throughout this pandemic, Mississippi has never restricted religious gathering and worship. We made that clear in our court filings. God is bigger than government. The right to freely practice your faith must never be infringed," end quote. On Tuesday, Attorney General William Barr said the Justice Department has, quote, "not seen fraud on a scale that could have affected a different outcome in the election," end quote. However, the department clarified they will continue to receive and investigate credible allegations of fraud. A Rasmussen poll found that 47% of American voters think that Democrats stole the election. Even 30% of Democrats think their party cheated in the election, while 75% of Republicans think the Democrats cheated. Ackerley became the 17th city in Texas to declare itself a sanctuary city for the unborn on Tuesday. The Ackerley City Council voted unanimously to outlaw the murder of unborn babies in their city limits. And finally, a new Lifeway research study asked Americans how the coronavirus pandemic will affect their spiritual reflections this Christmas. 59% of respondents said their level of spiritual reflection would not change, but 19% said their spiritual reflection would likely increase, 9% said it would decrease, and 12% said spiritual reflection was not part of their celebration. Even among the religiously unaffiliated, 10% said the pandemic has made it more likely for them to engage in spiritual reflection this Christmas. 1 John 4, verse 9 provides a wonderful spiritual reflection this season. "In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through Him." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, December 3rd, in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.